我講過係啊，睇第22章嘅時候，一定要睇翻前面，係咪？
I mentioned to you that when you study chapter 22, you have to look at the previous chapter.
上星期我停喺第21章第23節。
Last time I stopped at chapter 21, verse 23.
所以我今日會開始喺23節開始。
So today I'm going to start with verse 23.
我哋低頭祈禱。
Let's pray.
親愛的巴父神。
Dear Heavenly Father.
你係真理嘅神。
You're the God of truth.
你係向我哋講出真理。
You speak to us with truth.
你幫助你嘅仆人。
Pray that you'll help me.
按住正義嚟分解真理。
That we can, I can explain your word with truth.
求你幫助講嘅。
Pray that you'll help the one who speak.
翻譯嘅。
And interpreter.
同埋聽嘅。
And the audience.
都係同感一靈。
That we will fill with the same spirit.
嚟領受主你自己向我所講嘅説話。
To take whatever you have prepared for us to take.
更重要嘅唔係淨係聽。
More important is not just to listen.
更重要嘅係將我哋所聽見嘅藏喺心裏邊。
But also to put what we heard into our heart.
免得我哋得罪你。
Lest that we will offend you.
都讓我哋所聽見嘅。
And also let us hear after we hear.
嚟行出嚟。
We can act on it.
好似我哋今日嘅詩歌所講，信靠順服。
Just like the song we just sang is trust and obey.
唯一個方法係得到主你自己嘅祝福。
And that's the only way that we can get blessing from you.
求你施恩。
Pray that you will show mercy to us.
求你憐憫。
And compassion to us.
奉耶穌基督聖名而求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
阿門。
Amen.
21:23耶穌進了殿正教訓人嘅時候，祭司長同埋民間嘅長老嚟問耶穌：你仗著乜嘢嘅權柄作這些事？給你這權柄的是誰呢?
In verse 23, Jesus entered the temple courts while he was teaching. The chief priests and elders of the people came to him. By what authority are you doing these things? They asked.
意思就是說這些祭司長和文士很不喜歡耶穌進到聖殿，趕了那些做生意的人離開了殿裡面。
The reason why they asked this question is because they were not happy with what Jesus did.When Jesus entered the temple, he drove away all the sellers and buyers.
因為祭司長文士係喺當中從中取利。
Because they were not happy because the chief priests and the teacher of the law make profits out of the selling.
神嘅殿應該係萬民禱告嘅殿，佢極呢班祭司長、文士、長老啊，將呢個殿變為賊窩。
Because the temple of God should be the house of prayer, not as a...making a den of robbers.
所以就問佢哋邊個俾你權柄。
That's why the chief priests and the elders of the law asked them, who gave you this authority?
耶穌話：我亦都要問你一句説話。
But Jesus replied that I will also ask you one question.
你若果告訴我嘅時候咧，我就告訴你我仗著咩權柄嚟作這事。
If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I'm doing these things.
點解耶穌要咁樣講咧？
Why would Jesus ask them a question back?
因為如果祭司長同埋長老答唔到呢個問題嘅時候，就算耶穌俾個答案俾佢，佢哋都唔會相信。
The reason why Jesus wanted to ask them a question because Jesus knew that if they cannot answer these questions, they are not ready to take the answer from Jesus.
原來一個人仲未悔改嘅時候，聽到係唔會明白嘅。
Because when people have not doesn't have repented heart.They will not understand the truth.
我俾翻個例子你。
Let me give you an example.
當時耶穌俾祭司長同埋文士嚟審問嘅時候，佢仲未釘十字架嘅時候。
Because one time when let me give you an example. One time when before Jesus was crucified, he was interrogated by the chief priests and the teacher of the law.
馬太福音第26:63
In Matthew 26:63,
聖經記載耶穌卻不言語，大祭司就對耶穌話：我指著永生嘅神，叫你起誓，告訴我哋，你係神嘅兒子嗎？你係基督嗎？耶穌就對他說：你說的是。然而我告訴你哋，後來你哋要看見人子坐喺那權能者嘅右邊。駕著天上的雲降臨， 大祭司聽到呢番説話嘅時候咧，就撕裂衣服，撕開衣服説：耶穌咧係説淺妄嘅話，我哋何必再作見證呢？這淺妄嘅話，現在你哋都聽見啦。你哋嘅意見如何啊？佢哋回答説：佢係該死。所以一個人唔信真理，你將真理俾咗講咗俾佢聽，佢仲以為你係説淺妄嘅説話，明白嗎？
Because at that time, when Jesus was interrogated by the chief priest, Jesus remained silent until the high priest asked him, I charge you under the oath by the living God, tell us if you are Christ, the Son of God. Yes, it is as you said, Jesus replied. But I say to you, all of you, in the future, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming to the clouds of heavens. Then the chief priest torn his clothes and said, He has spoken blasphemy. Why do we need any more witness? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? He is worth of death, they
answered.
He demanded Jesus to make an oath because he wanted Jesus to speak the truth. But Jesus told him the truth, but they are not prepared to accept the truth.
Okay, so
let's look back to chapter 21.
所以耶穌問咗佢個問題，要睇佢答案點樣。廿五節。
That's why Jesus asked them questions.
約翰嘅洗禮係從哪裏來嘅咧？係從天上嚟啊，還是從人間嚟嘅咧
？And the question was, John baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven or from man?
佢哋聽到呢個嘅問題，其實好簡單啫，唔需要商議啫。啊，但係佢哋咧，我話俾你聽，中意開會嗰啲人咧。
Because actually they can simply just answer the questions individually, but they still want to discuss among themselves. So it gives you some ideas about, sometimes people would like to have a meeting, is they have something behind their agenda.
主耶稣说，如果答案是是的，就是，不是的，就不是，再多讲，就出于了恶者。
Because Jesus has said that, When you answer, if it's yes, then say yes. If it's no, then say no. If anything more than that, that's come from the sinful nature. He asked God, Jesus, to make an oath.
You are the Son of God. You are the Christ. Jesus said, you are the Son. Right? It's like that. They have to meet. Actually, they don't know the answer. They know the answer. But they have to think about how to answer Jesus. It's the inner man of the devil. So it's like,聽一個人嘅講説話咧，知道佢裏邊嗰個詭詐。
So actually, they know the answer right away, but they still want to discuss among themselves because they want to devise a evil scheme. So sometimes, when you listen to people replies of the answer, you can you can discern whether they come from a good intention or the evil intentions.
佢哋經過商量，經過開會之後，佢話：如果我哋話，施洗約翰嘅洗禮係從天上嚟，耶穌一定會同我哋講。咁點解你唔信佢？點解你唔洗禮咧？係嘛？佢哋唔肯洗禮啊 ，right？ 唔肯洗禮，因為唔信佢啊嘛，唔覺得係從天上嚟啊嘛，嚇。
Well, they discussed among themselves. They said, if we said it's from heaven, he would ask that why didn't you believe in him?
Because they don't
believe in Jesus, because they don't
believe in John the Baptist.
They don't believe in John the Baptist because they don't want to be baptized by the John the Baptist at that time.
Okay. 但系佢话，哎，如果廿六节，若果我哋话啊，施洗约翰嘅洗礼系从人间嚟嘅，系人嘅意思，唔系神嘅意思，唔系从天上嚟嘅，佢哋又怕百姓，所以通常一啲恶人咧系怕人，唔怕神。
So the other part of the answer they could answer is that if they said it's for man, they were afraid of the people, for they all hold that John was a prophet. So sometimes when people often fear man more than fear God.
恶人啊，是怕人不怕神。
The wicked people fear man more than fear God.
义人是怕神不怕人。
And righteous man fear God.But not people.
人的意見和神的意見是敵擋的。
Because man's opinions and God's truth is always contradict with each other.
神的意念是高過人的意念。
the mind of God is higher than the mind of man.
神嘅道路都高过人嘅道路。
And his way is higher than our way.
佢哋怕百姓，因为百姓觉得施洗约翰嘅洗系从神而嚟嘅，因为觉得施洗约翰系先知嚟嘅。
They were afraid of the people because they know that the people believe that John is from God. His baptism is from God. Why they were afraid of the people?
他們知道個個都以施洗約翰為先知，如果他覺得施洗約翰是普通的人的時候，那些人會用說他褻瀆神，用石頭會釘死他的，所以他怕人。
The reason why they were afraid because all the people believed that John was a Baptist, was a prophet. If they refused to accept John was a prophet, people will pick up the stone and stone them to death because that is part of the blasphemy to God.
27節
Verse 27.
所以經過商量咗之後咧，佢哋就回答説：我哋唔知道呢個答案，即係唔答耶穌呢個問題。
After the discussion, the answer Jesus said, "We don't know."
其實佢知唔知道咧
？But actually, do they know? Do you think they know the answer?
其實佢知道，知道係從天上嚟。
They know the answer. They know that John was from the baptism is from heaven.
但口裏邊話唔知道。
But they do not confess with the mouth.
所以耶穌就話啦：我亦都唔告訴你，我仗著咩權柄嚟做呢件事。
That's why Jesus said, neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things.
喺呢個嘅對話當中，我學啲咩功課咧
？So what have we learned from this dialogue?
弟兄姊妹，我哋大家相交，你問我問題，我答你問題嘅時候咧，唔好相疑。你嘅內心聖靈感動你。是什麼你就答什麼
So the lesson learned here is that when we doing our brother and sister doing our normal conversations, that you don't have to think too deep. Whatever the spirit leads you to say yes or yes or no or no, just simply provide an answer. From this chief priest,
这些的长老,
and these elders,
是宗教的领袖,
they're the leaders, they're the religious leader.
是可以讲道的。
They can preach.
但然而自己唔識得點去聽到。
But they're not prepared to listen to the truth.
帖撒羅尼迦前書第五章十九節至廿二節，佢咁樣講：佢話聽到嘅時候唔好消滅聖靈嘅感動，聽到嘅時候唔好藐視先知嘅講論，聽到嘅東西要凡事察驗，善美嘅就要持守，惡嘅要禁止自己唔好做，咁樣賜平安嘅神。就常與你同在，《帖撒羅尼迦前書》五章，William 就喺嗰度，五章十九節。
So in the first Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19, let me read that to you. It's that do not put out the spirit fires, do not treat prophecy with contempt, test everything, hold on to the good, avoid every kind of evil.
你睇唔睇到聖經講到我哋聽到嘅時候，聖靈會唔會感動我哋啊
？So do you think that when we listen to the truth, do you think the Spirit will move us？
耶穌講呢番説話嘅時候，你估聖靈會唔會感動呢啲祭司長同文士
？So do you think when Jesus replied to them, don't you think that the Holy Spirit would move them already？
佢唔去聽聖靈微小嘅聲音，佢哋去聽人嘅聲音，去自己商量。
But they rather listen to people right than the little voice of the spirit in the heart.
耶稣明明是先知，施洗约翰明明是先知，然而他藐视先知所讲的说话。
So we know that John was the prophet, and they treat the prophets with contempt.
他明明知道答案，但他说我不知道个答案。
They know the answer, but they don't want to answer it.
所以睇唔睇见同一个人嘅说话里边，睇到佢落里边啊，仲比毒蛇啊中毒啊，明白吗
？So from these people reply, you can tell that inside their heart, they are as poison as a viper.
除非呢啲祭司长同埋长老，除非佢后来悔改，如果佢后来冇悔改咧，将来佢见到主嘅时候咧。主會用佢話我唔知道呢句説話嚟定佢罪，佢會落地獄。
So unless this chief priests and elders of the law repent Otherwise, when they see God, God would use their answer to condemn them.
主耶稣冇讲到话冇话俾佢听，我仗住咩权柄嚟做呢啲事？
Jesus still has not answered them by what authority I was doing this. He was doing this.
但系主耶稣又讲多一个比喻俾佢听。
However, Jesus gave them another parable.
喺呢个嘅廿八节。
In verse 28,
佢话有一个人有两个嘅儿子。
He said there was a man who had two sons.
而呢个父亲咧就对个大儿子话：我儿啊，你今天到葡萄园去作工。
And the father told man to the first son said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard."
廿九节，呢个大儿子回答说：我唔去，我唔中意做工。以后呢自己就懊悔后悔就去了。
And the elder son replies, "I would not," his answer, but later he changed his mind and went.
我唔知佢点解会后悔。
I don't know why he changed his mind.
会唔会系因为好似路加福音所讲嗰个浪子喺痛苦当中嘅时候佢悔改咧？有可能。
I'm not sure why he changed his mind. Was it because just like in the book of Luke, a son, he was lost, but now and then he become found.
喺我弟弟被车撞死之前嘅六个月
，before my younger brother had a car accident 6 months ago, before the car accident,
有两个嘅姊妹，一个嘅弟兄嚟到我家里边传福音。
There were two sisters and one brother went to my house to share the gospel with me.
佢同我讲耶稣，我同佢讲佛经。
He shared the gospel with me, and I shared the Buddhism with him.
我心里刚硬。
My heart was hardened.
直到我弟弟死。
Until my brother died of car accident.
我就悔改。
Then I repent.
人同我讲耶稣，我唔去。后来我自己懊悔就去。
When people shared the gospel with me, I said I refused. But later on, I changed my mind.
这个的路加福音十五章这个的浪子这个真理和以赛亚书第九章的真理是完全吻合的。
So the story written in the Luke chapter 15 and Isaiah chapter 9, the truth of the content is consistent with each other.
神和以赛亚这个先知说，他说我可以差遣谁，谁可以为我去同我个百姓嚟传道咧？以赛亚话：我在这里，请差遣我。
When Jesus asked in Isaiah chapter 9, God asked, "Whom can I send to share the gospel?" And Isaiah replies that, "He I am, Lord, send me."
但系耶和华神同以赛亚先知讲：你去讲，佢哋系唔会听嘅。咁以赛话：咁几时先听啊？耶和华神话：直到国。
But God has warned Isaiah already that when you share that my word to them, they will not listen. Not until the nations scatter, the people scatter and nation destroy, then they would listen.
直到我个弟弟死，我就悔改。
Until my brother passed away, then I repent.
三十节
Verse 30.
这个父亲又来对小儿子亦都是讲同样的说话，讲什么说话？我儿啊，你今天到葡萄园里，到葡萄园里去作工。
And the father said the same thing to the younger son, said, "Go to the vineyard today and work there."
停在这里好不好？
Let's stop here.
父亲喜不喜欢他两个儿子作工啊？
Don't you think that his father liked two of the sons working in a vineyard?
好，停喺度，我再讲啦。
Let's stop here.
天父喜唔喜欢我哋做佢嘅儿女作工啊？
Don't you think that father would like us to serve him?
但系系咪好多传道人奉主嘅名传道嘅传道人，佢话救恩系白白嘅，唔使作工啊？系咪啊？
But we heard lots of people saying that the salvation is free. You don't have to work.You don't have to work out your salvations. Have you heard that? You don't have to work out your salvations.
这个父亲有两个仔。
This father has two sons.
他和两个儿子都这样讲。
he said the same thing to both sons.
我兒啊,
my son,
你今日,
today,
到葡萄園裡去作工,
today you work in a vineyard.
你今日,
today,
到葡萄園裡作工,
work in a vineyard.
即是說直到如今, 他從來沒有去葡萄園作工。
What it means by that, today means he ever, ever worked in a vineyard until now.
是不是有很多人信你耶穌在教會裡面沒有侍奉啊？
Is a similar, the similar situation today that we have lots of believers, but they never serve God in the church.
明明我意思啊?
Do we understand this concept?
你今日去葡萄园作工。
Today, you work in a vineyard.
大的,他说我不去,后来懊悔就去。
The elder son said, I won't, but afterwards, he changed his mind.
小的呢,他嘴好甜,他说我去,但从来都没去。
But the younger one, he has a sweet talk.He said he will, but he never do it.
話去而冇去，話唔去，後來懊悔去。咁耶穌就問一個問題啊！你哋諗下，呢個父親呢有兩個仔，哪一個係遵行父命呢
？So among those two sons, one said I won't, but he changed. Later on, he changed his mind and went. And the other one said I will, but he never does it. So Jesus asked.Among those two sons, do you think which one is pleasing God?
他們就明白這個答案，他說大兒子是遵行父命。
So they know the answer. They said the first one is the one that would please God.
遵行父命不是說我口裡面說去，但是不肯去。遵行父命那是說我口說不去，後來我去，明白嗎？
Obeying God is notThat you say with the mouth that I will do it, but you don't do it. But it is that you say you won't do it, but you, later on you change your mind and you actually did it. That's obeying God.
你喺二十一章三十一節嘅旁邊，你寫低馬太福音第七章廿一節，主耶穌話唔係凡口稱主啊主啊嘅人。都能進天國，唯獨遵行我天父旨意的人才能進去，唯獨遵行我父命的人才能夠進去。
So please make a note in there, reference back to Matthew chapter 7 verse 21. It said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heavens, but only he does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
稱呼主啊主啊就是說你叫我去我去但是實在沒有去到明白嗎
So we don't just say with the lips of our mouth say Lord Lord but actually we don't obey him
得把口講話去但是沒有去稱呼主為主但是自己沒有做仆人沒有進葡萄園作工這個是假的仆人明白嗎
So if we just play the lip service, say Lord, Lord, and actually we don't want to sweat to work in a vineyard, this is not really the servant of God.
口稱呼耶穌為主，後來又遵行父命，遵行天父旨意，這個人就能夠進去。
So but only those who confess with their mouth, say Lord is Lord,But also we obey God, that is the person that can go to the kingdom of heaven.
大兒子是不是用他的行動表明耶穌是主啊?
So the elder,
他去葡萄園裡面做僕人做工。小兒子呢,用口裡面認耶穌為主,但是有沒有去到啊?他自己才是老闆。明明我這兩節聖經放在一起就很清楚啊。明明白? Okay.
So you can tell from the first example, the elder son, he uses action to demonstrate his belief in the Lord, but not the younger one.
好啦，你就喺馬太第七章廿一節嘅旁邊，你寫低以弗所書，主啊主啊，寫以弗所書二章第八至九節。遵行父命那裡你寫下以弗所書二章第十節可不可以幫我打開以弗所書二章八九十我們解釋給你聽
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10.
聖經佢話：你哋得救係本乎恩，也因著信。得救唔係出於自己，得救救恩係神賜俾你嘅。得救唔係出於行為，免得你自夸。第二章第八至九节，一个人得救咗之后，就称耶稣为乜嘢啊？为主。一个真真正正得救嘅系会称耶稣为主，因为佢救咗佢。但一个真真正正得救嘅人喺第十节，佢话我哋原是神嘅工作，神重生嚟创造我哋，嚟改变我哋。在耶稣基督里面来改变我们，造成我们，叫我们成为一个新的人。改变了我们之后呢，是要叫我们什么？行善。行善就是进葡萄园作工，遵行父命，遵行天父的旨意。行善就是神所预备叫我们行的。 OK， 你就在神所预备我们行这个旁边，你写下马太福音第22章33节。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, that's verse 6 to 10, that's two portions of it. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not by yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So because of these two verses, we confessed that Jesus is the law. But also if you read on the verse 10, is that for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So God's workmanship? God's workmanship is the Christ in us can change us to be a new person. Once we are changed to the new person, then we need to start to do good works. Where to do a good work? The good work is done in a vineyard. This is what we are talking about, obeying God's command. God has predestined us to do good works. So make a reference in here back to Matthew chapter 22 and verse 33.
我再翻转头，救恩系神白白俾我哋嘅，但系得救咗之后，神的心意父命是要我们进葡萄园作工，叫我们行善。清不清楚我讲什么东西啊？
So let me repeat.
行善是在得救之后，我不是靠行善来得救，我靠恩典，靠信心得救。信了神就不要徒受主的恩典，白白领受。 OK， 做老凤，明白吗？
So let me reemphasize that to you again, that we receive grace from God. This is free, through faith. However, doing good works is not before you accept the Lord, but after the salvations. So grace, when we have saved by grace, we need to start to do good works. We should not take the grace in vain.
很多傳道人膽子好大。
Lots of preachers, they are bold in their heart.
佢奉耶穌基督嘅名傳道。
They preach in the name of the Lord Jesus.
但佢更改咗聖經。
But they alter the interpretations of the Bible.
可唔可以幫我一個忙啊？
Please help me.
翻去馬太福音第七章嗰度。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
嗱，小心聽我讀。第21節
Verse 21，
凡稱呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都進天國。不是個個稱呼耶穌是主啊、主啊的都能進天國，唯獨遵行我天父旨意的才能進去。
Because he said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
如果你是傳道人，
If you were a preacher,
是耶稣差遣你做传道的，
that you were sent by God,
你怎敢改耶稣讲的说话呢？
How can you change what God has written in the Bible?
但竟然有人改了，
But somehow people changed that.
佢話呢句説話唔係同我哋講嘅。
Some people interpret that these verses is not speaking to us personally.
呢句説話係同我哋講。
But these verses is directly speaking to us.
唯獨遵行天父旨意嘅才能進去。
It's that only those who does the will of God can enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶穌講有一個父親有兩個仔。
And Jesus gave us a parable that a man has two sons.
大仔又咁講，二仔又咁講，你今日進到葡萄園裏邊作工。
And he told both sons that today you work in the vineyard, to both of them.
即係好明顯，做父親希望佢兒子作工。
That's obviously that the father want their sons to work in a vineyard.
做天父希望佢兒女行善。
Same thing as father in heaven want their children to do good deeds.
馬太福音五章四十八節，主耶穌話：你哋要完全像天父完全一樣。係咪主耶穌咁講啊？
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, Christ said that you should be perfect because our Father in heaven is perfect.
佢要我哋效法佢。竟然有傳道人膽大嘅唔講呢啲嘢。
He want us to follow his example, but some preacher do not preach this.
所以第22節。
That's why verse 22.
當那日就係神審判人嘅時候。
At that time, that was the day of judgment.
七章22節。必定有許多人對耶穌講：主啊，主啊，我唔係奉你嘅名傳道嗎？我唔係奉你嘅名趕鬼嗎？我唔係奉你嘅名行許多異能嗎？耶穌喺第23節嘅話：我就明明嘅告訴他們說，我從來唔認識你們，你哋這些作惡嘅，離開我去吧。
And then in verse 22, chapter 7, said, many will say to me on that day.On the day of the judgment, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, or in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I would tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
弟兄姊妹，如果嗰个传道人系按住正义分解真理，神会唔会喜悦佢咧？
So, brother and sister, do you think that if the preacher, share the word with you according to the truth, don't you think God, that is pleasing to God?
会不会呢?
Don't you think so?
提摩太后书第二章，保罗提醒这个以弗所教会的传道人，第十五节，你做传道人，你当竭力的在神面前得蒙喜悦，作一个无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理。如果呢個傳道人係奉主嘅名傳道，係按住正義分解真理，沒有加多，沒有減少，主講乜嘢嘢你就講咩嘢。主會話我唔認識你嗎？主會咁殘忍嗎？我唔相信佢會咁樣。
So let's reference back to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. God has said that if a preacher explain the gospel to the people without bias and speak according to the truth. Don't you think that would be pleasing to law? Don't you think that law would say to him that you are the evildoer, I don't know you?
一个讲道的人没有竭力的在神面前得蒙喜悦，一个讲道的人做一个有愧的工人，一个传道人不是按着正义分解真理，将来主说我不认得你是谁，你作恶的你。我冇講嘅嘢你講，我講嘅嘢你唔講，你害死我啲兒女。
So that's why it is important that as a preacher should preach God's word diligently and without diligently and to correctly speak the truth of God's words without misleading brother and sister.
你再去思想一個問題好冇？講一啲弟兄姊妹中意聽嘅，個教會會大啊，還是教會會細？你去諗諗先。如果我講啲嘢你中意聽嘅，但係你生命唔使改變嘅，呢個教會會係大嘅教會啊，還是呢個教會係細嘅教會？但係主耶穌話乜嘢？你要進窄門，因為引到滅亡個門係寬嘅，路係大嘅，進去人都多。但導致永生這個門是少的，找著的， 都少啊。
So let me give you ask you a question.
馬太第七章十三十四節。
Let me ask you the questions in here. You can think about it yourself. That do you think if the preacher talk about something that's pleasing to people, do you think that congregation would be bigger or less? Obviously, the congregation would be bigger because people would like to hear what they like to hear. But however, in the Bible it said, the door lead to salvation is narrow, is and only a few. Let's reference back to Matthew chapter 7, verse 17, verse 13. It said, entered through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the road that lead to destructions, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only few find it.
奉主的命传道，主竟然说不认识他。所以你不要听见牧师说，我是奉耶稣基督的命传道，你就信他啊。你自己睇下佢所講嘅嘢同聖經所講嘅有冇衝突啊 ？OK？
It is amazing that someone is a preacher, say they preach in the name of Jesus, but however Jesus replied to them that I don't know you, you're evil doer. So we have to be careful to examine what they preach.
佢唔單止佢話佢係 evil doer， 佢話離開我 ，depart from me。
Jesus not just say you're the evil doer, but away from me.
因為呢個人都從來都冇跟從耶穌啊。
Because he never followed Christ。
呢個人受咒詛嘅。
That person will be cursed。
所以奉主嘅名傳道，亦都有人係傳假道。
So there are people that they preach the gospel in the name of Jesus, but not the truth。
你回去加拉太書第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1。
第六節至到第十節。我讀俾你聽，
Verse 6 to 10， Galatians 1, 6 to 10。
保羅因為有病有眼疾，以致留喺加拉太，就傳福音俾佢哋，就帶咗佢哋信主。
The reason why Paul wrote this Galatians was that at that time he was sick。
唔係 wrote Galatians， 保羅去到加拉太傳福音俾佢哋，因為保羅因為有眼疾有病，所以留喺加拉太傳福音俾佢哋，帶佢哋信咗主。
Paul went to churches in Galatia because he was sick. He used this time while he was sick to share the gospel with them and then lead them to Christ.
带着他信主。
Lead him to Christ.
后来身体好了，离开了。
When he recovered from the illness, he left Galatia.
离开了没几耐之后呢，就有异端来到教会，传另外一个福音给他们。
And after he left, there are some false prophets to share a different type of gospel to them.
是奉主的名传道的。
But they preach in the name of the Lord.
好，第六节。
Verse 6.
保罗说，我稀奇你们这么快离开那藉着基督的恩召你们的，去从别的福音。
He was saying, I'm astonished that you are quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel.
他说，那并不是福音。
Which is really no gospel at all.
不過是人攪擾你們，要把基督的福音更改了。
But evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and trying to pervert the gospel of Christ.
停在這裡，圈著更改了。
Pervert.
即是說以前的傳道人有更改了福音，你猜現在傳道人有沒有更改福音？你猜一下。
If there were people, if preacher preaching the name of Jesus had perverted the gospel in the older time, don't you think that kind of thing won't happen in today's time?
保罗话传福音，将呢个福音更改咗呢啲人系会受咒诅，所以主话你自己作恶嘅，我唔认识你，离开我去吧，就系呢啲系受咒诅嘅人。
Because those pervert the gospel would be cursed. That's why Jesus said.To those servants, say they claim themselves they know the law of law. Jesus said, "Apart from me, because you are evil doer, you pervert the gospel."
第八节
，verse
8，加拉太书一章第八节。但无论系我哋呢班嘅传道人，或者系天上嘅使者，我唔理边个传福音。若果传福音俾你哋，与我哋所传俾你哋嘅唔同，这个传福音嘅人就要受咒诅，要被咒诅。
So in verse 8 he said, "But even if we or an angel." From heaven, should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned.
即係傳福音嘅人可唔可以更改啊？
So that's why we cannot pervert the gospel.
但係咪有人更改啊？
But people do pervert the gospel.
點解更改啊？
Why do they do that?
佢覺得自己聰明。
Because he think that he is smart.
佢要討人嘅喜歡。
Because he think he is smart, smart wise, he want to please people.
佢要教會大。
He wants to have a bigger church.
但佢唔係主嘅仆人。
But he is not the servant of God.
第九節。
Verse 9.
佢話：我們已經説過，現在又説，即係講完又講，就好重要啦。
He said, as we already said, so now I say again, mean that is important. He repeating itself again.
若果有人傳福音俾你哋，與你哋所領受嘅唔同，因為佢所領受係從保羅領受噶嘛，保羅有病嘅傳福音俾佢哋噶嘛。如果你哋領受同如果你有人傳福音俾你哋，與你哋所領受嘅唔同，呢、这個人就應當被咒助。被咒助就點樣啊？主話我唔識得你啊，你作惡噶，你離開我去吧。呢兩個經文應該合埋一齊，你就明白咯，明白嗎？
So in verse 9 he said, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than the one you accept, that was the time when Paul was sick. He shared the gospel with them. That's what the gospel that they accepted. And other than you accept, let him be eternally condemned. What does he mean by eternally condemned? Eternally condemned was just like in Matthew chapter 7. Jesus said, I don't know you. Away from me, you are evildoer. So this is called eternally condemned. If we put these verses together with this one, we can understand the content of it.
第十節，保羅話：我現在傳福音係要得人嘅心啊，還是要得神嘅心？我係要討人嘅喜歡啦。若果係要討人嘅喜歡，我就唔係基督嘅仆人，我係魔鬼嘅仆人。
So in verse 10, Paul asked them, am I now trying to win the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be the servant of God. I'm the servant of the devil.
第四章十六節加拉太書。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 16.
如今我將真理告訴你們，就成了你們的仇敵嗎？
He said, have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth?
通常傳道人將假嘅嘢話俾聽就成為你嘅朋友，將真理話俾聽成為你嘅仇敵，明白嗎？
So often the experience of preacher is that when they tell you the truth, you will become their enemy, but if they tell you the lies, you become the friends.
弟兄姊妹明唔明白我講什麼東西啊？我停喺度，如果有唔明嘅，可以舉手。呢個係好重要嘅道理。
So I want you to really understand that. I want to stop here. If you don't understand, and please ask.
第一，唔係所有奉主名傳道係真正神嘅傳道人。
One thing is that not all the preacher preach in the name of Jesus. Is the servant of Christ.
以前有假先知，將來有假師傅。彼得後書二章第一節。
If we have the false teacher or false prophets before, we should also have that today in the 2 Peter.
以前有人更改聖經，現在都有人更改。
In the past, there were people pervert the gospel. Nowadays, also would happen.
主耶穌話：唔係稱呼凡稱呼主啊主啊嘅人都能進天國，唯獨遵行天父旨意嘅才能進去。有啲唔識聽道嘅人，佢會話：林牧師，咁你想講乜嘢？你想咒助我啊？我明明得救，你話我唔得救啊？唔係啊，我唔係咒助你啊，我希望你悔改啊，明白嗎？
So in Matthew, Jesus said, not everybody say law can enter to the kingdom of heaven, but only those who obey His command can enter the kingdom of heaven. Some people don't understand this truth, and they will say, Pastor, are you trying to condemn me on this?No, because what he wants is you to obey Christ after you accept the salvation.
我再問多弟兄姊妹一個問題：做父母嘅想唔想兒女工作
？So also, let me ask you another question. As a parent, don't you want your children to do work?
Hannah, 你父母想唔想你工作，還是想你做 fat cat？
So, Hannah, do you think your parents want you to
work
hard or be a fat cat?
Okay.
Oh, so do you want your parents to for you to do work or be a fat cat, sit around?
To do work.
你顧天父想你工作啊，还是想你做
fat cat?
Don't you think that your father in heaven wants you to do work or to be a fat cat?
你喺作工嘅旁边。 馬太福音21章作工的旁邊,你今日進葡萄園作工,我畫一個真理給你聽,你記住,在馬拉基書。馬拉基就是馬太福音的前面,就是馬拉基,是舊約聖經,最後的那本書。Let's
turn to Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament.
馬拉基書第3章17節。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 17.
这个不是人的说话,
this verses here is spoken by the Lord, not man or prophets.
万君之耶和华说,
it says, the Lord Almighty
said, 他说什么呢? 在我所定的日子, 就是神审判人的日子, 他们必定属我, 特特的归我, 我必定怜恤他们, 如同人怜恤服侍自己的儿子，所有的儿子如果要得父母的怜恤，做儿女的要服侍父母，服侍父母的儿女，到了日子到的时候，父母会怜恤佢。So
in here it said, the Lord Almighty said, in the day when I make up my treasure possession, I will spare them, just as in compassion a man spare his sons who serve him. So as a children, we need to learn how to serve the parents. In due time, your parent will show you the compassion, as God has shown us the compassion as we serve God. There's two types of compassion in here. The first one, compassion. When I do evil things,
我悔改,
I repent,
我回转,
I turn away from my wicked way,
他白白地怜恤我,
and he gave us mercy.
我本来不是他的儿子,
I was not his son, but now became his son.
白白地蒙了怜恤,
that was freely given to us.
但这个怜恤呢, 做儿女服侍自己父母，父母会怜恤佢。主话天父话，我照样怜恤服侍我嘅人，明白吗？
But when
咁，我想请问你啦，我哋喺教会应该服侍佢啊。
So the first grace we talk about is the one that we were not his children, now we become his children through grace. But the second is talked about is compassion. Is the God will show us compassion when we go to serve God. He will show us this compassion. So should we serve God?
当我遵行天父的旨意，遵行父命，去葡萄园作工，喺教会里边行善，喺呢个世界里边跟从耶稣遵行父命，我相信将来天父必定会怜恤我哋。佢唔会话我唔知道你系边个，你自己作恶嘅离开我去吧。佢唔会咁讲。 明白吗?
So if we serve our Father and work in a vineyard, serve God, follow Christ, and we are sure that Christ won't say to us when we see them, when we see him, that he won't say that I don't know you apart from me, you're an evildoer.
弟兄姊妹，帮我圈住一个字，喺廿九节，马太福音廿一章廿九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21, verse 29. Circle these key words in here.
懊悔这个字.
Repent.
大儿子回答他父亲，父亲说：我儿啊，你今日进到葡萄园里去作工。大儿子说：我不去。后来自己懊悔就去了。懊悔这个字是很重要。
Circle the word change his mind or repent. This is important that when their father asked the older sons to go to work in a vineyard today, he said no, but later on he changed his mind. The changing his mind is important.
懊悔这个字和 25节的 約翰嘅洗禮呢個字係同一樣嘅意思。約翰嘅洗禮係悔改嘅洗禮，明白嗎？
This change of mind or repentance is very close linked to the John the Baptist. John the Baptist is baptism of repentance.
約翰嘅洗禮係悔改嘅洗禮。
Baptism of John the Baptism. John baptism is the baptism of repentance.
係邊個講嘅？
Who said that?
係保羅在《使徒行傳》十九章講嘅。
Because it said in Acts chapter 19.
第三節，保羅話：這樣你哋受嘅係咩洗啊？佢哋話：哦，係施洗約翰嘅洗。保羅第四節佢話：約翰所行嘅係悔改嘅洗。明白嗎？
So in here, Paul asked, then what baptism did you receive? John baptism? They replied, Paul said, John baptism was a baptism of repentance.
跟住告訴百姓，佢話當信那以後要來嘅就係耶穌，信耶穌。第五節，佢哋聽見呢話之後咧，就奉主耶穌基督名洗禮。呢個係以弗所裏邊嘅門徒洗完禮，再洗多一次禮。第一次洗咩禮啊？係悔改嘅洗禮。第二次洗咩禮啊？係奉耶穌基督嘅名嘅洗禮。嗱，我停喺度再講一樣嘢。
So in verse 5, on hearing this, they were baptized into the name of Lord Jesus. When Paul baptized in the name of Lord Jesus, in Ephesians, when they believed in Christ, they were baptized by John the Baptist. It was the baptism of repentance. Later on, they baptized again, but they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me stop here to explain that concept.
保罗怕以弗所教会的圣徒不明白洗礼的意思，所以在以弗所书特别的写信的时候提到洗礼的事情。四章第四节，他说身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一洗。保罗说洗一洗，为什么要洗两次啊？原来施洗一样的洗，不算。要奉主的名洗才算，再洗一次就得了，明白吗？
Paul was afraid that the people in Ephesians do not understand the concept of baptism, so that's why he re-emphasized again that they need to baptize one small time, which is the baptize, not the baptism of repentance by John, but baptized by Christ. As Paul has said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4, it said that there's only one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One law, one faith, and one baptism. That's why Paul wanted them to baptize in the name of Christ alone.
嗱，睇住咯，第六節，十九章第六節，《使徒行傳》，保罗奉主嘅名同佢洗咗礼之后，呢十二个嘅门徒洗咗礼之后，保罗就按手喺佢嘅头上，圣灵就降喺佢哋身上。点解保罗要按手啊？嗱，停喺度吓，嗱，小心听啦。
So in verse, let's go back to Acts 19 verse 6. Is that when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them.
点解保罗同佢洗咗礼之后仲要按手啊
？So why Paul want to put his hands on them after the baptism？
因为保罗嚟到以弗所。在那裏遇見幾個門徒在第一節，跟住問呢班個門徒：你哋信嘅時候受咗聖靈沒有啊？佢話：哦，我哋從來都冇聽過有聖靈賜下落嚟。所以點樣啊？同佢洗禮，洗禮之後點樣啊？按手佢個頭上，叫佢領受聖靈。嗱，停喺度啊！
So、
我所傳嘅福音唔係淨係叫你洗禮，我所傳嘅福音係要水洗，仲要靈洗，明白嗎？
So the reason why Paul wanted to put his hands on them was referenced back to verse 1, chapter 19, verse 2. It was said that Paul asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Because Paul wanted them not just to baptize or alone, but also want to receive the Holy Spirit as well. So not just so when I share with you, I want not just you understand the water baptism, also understand the power of the Holy Spirit.
保罗是外邦的使徒。
Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles.
我睇下犹太嘅使徒点样做法。
Let me see the Jewish apostle.
使徒行传第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
彼得去到哥尼流嘅家庭，彼得都仲未讲完道，四十四节。彼得还说这话，还讲紧道嘅时候，圣灵就降临喺一切听道嘅人身上。那些奉割礼嘅同埋彼得同来嘅信徒，见到圣灵嘅恩赐，亦都浇灌喺外邦人嘅身上。呢啲使徒啦，呢啲跟从彼得嘅人就觉得稀奇，因为听见佢哋说方言，称赞神为大。于是彼得就起嚟就说话咩啊？这些人已经受了圣灵，与我哋一样。谁能禁止用水给他们施洗吗？有了灵洗，要不要水洗？ Hello?
So, let's turn to Acts chapter 10. When Peter...
44.
Verse 44, when Peter was at the place of Cornelius, and verse 44, and while Peter was speaking this word, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believer who had come with Peter were astonished with the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So it's important not just baptized by the water, but also baptized by the Holy Spirit as well.
Peter is a 犹太人的使徒。保罗是外邦的使徒，我想请问你，这两个奉主名传道的人，主会不会说他是作恶？主会不会说是不认识他？主会不会说叫他离开的？
So Peter is apostle of the Jewish and Paul is apostle of the Gentile. Don't you think the thing they did, the result of that, God, law would say, I don't know them?
原因是什么？
You know why?
原因是主怎样讲，他就怎样做。
We know that the work of Paul and Peter will be remembered by the law because they did as the law told them to do.
停喺度咯喎，主讲咩嘢啊？
So what did the law say?
喺约翰福音第三章第三节、三章第五节点讲啊？耶稣话：我实实在在嘅告诉你哋，人若不重生，就不能见到神嘅国。第五節，我實實在在地告訴你，人若不是藉著水和聖靈生，就不能進神的國。所以進神的國是要兩樣，要水洗和靈洗。這班的使徒就是同人做水洗，又做靈洗。使徒行傳十章，先有靈洗，後來彼得說，誰能夠禁止我們同他水洗啊？即刻水洗，两样嘢都要。保罗喺《使徒行传》第十九章以弗所教会，先系有咩啊？先系有水洗，然后后来乜嘢啊？灵洗。边个先？边个后？唔重要。最重要系乜嘢啊？两样都要。所以 Jerome 啊，你喺你间教会啊，拖拖拉拉十几年都冇洗礼啊，明白吗？你唔好再去呢啲教會啊，朋友。OK?
So why I said that
係浸會添啊，仲係陰公啊。
So why I said that the work of Paul and Peter will be remembered by God because they did what God told them to do. As you refer back to John chapter 3 verse 5, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, unless a man is born of water and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to the spirit." So it is important to be baptized by the water, also be baptized by the Holy Spirit, which is written in Acts 19. It is not important which one go first, but the important thing is to do both, not just one. So I'm surprised that some brothers and sisters in here, they went to a Baptist church and they have not been taught on this truth and they've been prolonging on baptism.
Linda, 你洗了礼没?
Elena, have you been baptized?
Have you? You have been baptized. Okay.
So you know you're okay. You've been baptized.
好多牧師講啊，所以講到嗰啲信徒覺得話洗禮係一個儀式嚟嘅啫，最緊要信耶穌。你唔信主喺《約翰福音》第三章第三節、三章第五節，你信咩耶穌啊？你同我講，耶穌話我實實在在嘅告訴你呢句説話，你都唔信，你信咩耶穌啊？耶穌話我唔識得你嘅，你離開我去吧。呢啲使徒按住聖經所講洗咗禮啊，冇聖靈，我按手等你有聖靈，有咗聖靈冇洗禮啊，即刻同你洗禮，明白嗎？嗱，仲有啊，我話俾你聽啊。我不是只是用第十章《使徒行傳》和十九章，你看看《使徒行傳》第八章，腓力那時候沒有了，腓力是deacon而已，執事而已，去到撒瑪利亞地方跟人洗了禮之後，後來沒有聖靈。約翰啊、彼得啊，去到當中有沒有按手在頭上啊，讓他受聖靈啊，兩樣都要啊，明白嗎？所以如果你洗了禮啊，你發覺你沒有聖靈啊，你就嚟揾牧師啊！牧師，你幫我按手啊！我會奉耶穌基督嘅名，按住主嘅應許，信咗主洗咗禮，一定會有聖靈。主應許俾我哋嘅，無論係遠處嘅人、近處嘅人，無論係外邦人、猶太人，都會領受聖靈，明白嗎？呢個係叫做福音啊！清楚嗎？好多人翻教會都唔使帶聖經，唔使 jot notes， 佢點樣信耶穌咧？話俾我聽。到兒女問佢嗰陣時候，佢點樣明白咧？佢以為信耶穌，其實佢冇信耶穌。耶穌話：我唔識得你啊。I don't even know you. Away from me.
So you may heard some people said that you don't really need to baptize because this is only ceremonial regulations.The key thing is you believe in Christ. That's the key thing. But in the Bible, it has said repeatedly in Book of Acts, chapter 10 and 19, say we need to be baptized by the Spirit. Even Philip, at that time, he didn't have much enough power. He only baptized people by the water. And I want to encourage you, brother and sister, that you have belief in Christ.And you have been baptized, but if you still haven't feel that you have the Spirit live within you, you can request me to put the hands on your head, or put the hands on you, so you can receive the Holy Spirit. The whole gospel is to that we need to baptize by the water, we also need to be baptized by the Spirit.And some people say that they believe in God, but they actually, sometimes when they come to church, they don't even drop notes. And sometimes when the children ask them about the truth, they cannot really explain to them. Sometimes I do doubt that they really believe in God.
不重生的人不能够见到神的国。
Those who are not, were not born again will not see the kingdom of God.
怎样重生？
How can you be born again?
藉着水。
It's born of the water?
这个水不是道。Water, 这个水是洗礼。
Water is not the way, but is just a baptism.
藉着水和圣灵生。
It has to be baptized by the water and the spirit.
所以耶稣问那班法利赛人。
That's why Jesus asked those Pharisees.
施洗约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，还是从人间来的？
That's why Jesus asked them, is the baptism, John baptism, is it from heaven or from man?
他说我们不知道。
And their reply was, I don't know.
Loretta, 你猜他行不行?
So do you think, based on the answer, would they...
王姑娘, 你觉得他行不
行? Do you think they have salvations?
王姑娘, 你觉得他行不行?
Mrs. Wong, do you think they will save?
他不去重生, 你猜他行不行?
If you are not reborn again, you will not be saved.
而 耶穌話唔重生啊，你見唔到神嘅國；唔重生啊，進唔到神嘅國。你進唔到神嘅國，你點樣得救咧？
So if you were not born, reborn again, how can you receive the kingdom of God? How can you see God?
我喺西邊呢個教會侍奉咗四年。
I served in the Western Alliance Church for 4 years.
由四年之後，我數到我離開嗰日，洗咗禮超過400個人。即是話呢個教會嗰啲傳道人咧，咁多年以嚟咧係睡著覺冇傳到福音。
After 4 years, in Alliance Church, I count how many people has been baptized in those 4 years. Only 400 people. So I can tell that those elders were asleep. They were not alert, doing God's work to baptize people.
每一次你睇見，如果耶穌做嗰啲樣嘢，同埋講嗰樣嘢，就係重要噶。
So every time give you some hints is that when Jesus said something and he demonstrate that by the acts, this is important.
馬太福音三章十五節。
In Matthew 3:15,
耶穌嚟到施洗約翰面前受施洗約翰嘅洗。
Jesus came to John to be baptized by John.
耶穌話：你暫且許我，因為我們唔單止耶穌自己一個，所有跟從耶穌嘅人，你當這樣盡諸般嘅義。每一個跟從耶穌嘅人都要洗禮。
So Jesus, when Jesus replied to John, when John was reluctant to baptize Jesus, Jesus said, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this."To fulfill all the righteousness. When Jesus needed the baptism from John, not because Jesus needed a baptism of repentance. Jesus wanted to be baptized by John because he wanted to send an example to all the people that we all need to be baptized.
明白吗？你要明白真理，你一定要重生咗之後先明白真理。
If you want to understand the truth, you have to be reborn again in order to understand the truth.
法利賽人
，Pharisee，
祭司長
，Teacher of the law，
文士
，Teacher of the law，
長老
，High priests， elders，
唔肯去受洗
，They don't want to be baptized.
所以耶穌講嘅嘢，佢唔明白。
That's why when Jesus spoke to them, they won't understand.
原因未重生
，because they have not been born again.
明白嗎？翻轉頭，嗱，我將呢啲聖經連在一起俾你睇，哇！你話原來就咁清楚噶啦，點解冇人話俾我聽嘅
？So when I explain to you in a concept, I link all the verses together such that you can make it easy to understand.
第廿八節，馬太福音廿一章廿八節至到三十二節。圈住兩個字。
So let's turn back to Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. Circle two keywords. Changed his mind.
懊悔呢個字，我同你講過，圈住仲要點啊？喺廿五節約翰嘅洗禮，記唔記得啊？好啦，我點知你係悔改咧
？So how do I know you have actually repented?
我見你洗禮。
I saw you went to do the baptize.
我就知你悔改。
Then I know you are repent. You have real repentance.
好啦，再睇啦。耶穌問三十一節：你哋諗下呢兩個仔是哪一個遵行父命咧？哪一個遵行天父嘅旨意咧？因為遵行天父旨意才能進神嘅國啊嘛。到底邊個能夠進神嘅國咧？
So、
他們說：大兒子。
So、
耶穌說。我實實在在地告訴你們，税吏同埋娼妓倒比你們先進神的國。
So after Jesus spoke to them in parable, Jesus asked them, which of the two did what the fathers want? They said the first one. And Jesus again said to them, I tell you the truth, the tax collector and the prostitute are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you.
先進神的國。
Entering ahead of you, entering the kingdom of God ahead of you.
Because
they repent.
因为佢洗咗礼。
Because they baptized.
领受咗圣灵。
They received the Holy Spirit.
喺呢个先进神嘅国呢几个字，你圈住去写路加福音第七章廿九至三十节。路加七章廿九至三十节。
So that's circle the word and kingdom of God ahead of you, and referencing back to Luke chapter 7, verse 29 to 30.
众百姓同埋税吏既然受过施洗约翰嘅洗礼，就听见耶稣所讲嘅话，就以神为义，觉得神系觉得啱嘅。但系法利赛人同埋律法师没有受过施洗约翰嘅洗，竟然为咗自己。廢棄了神的旨意，不去遵守神的旨意，因為他不肯去受施洗約翰的洗。一個不肯悔改的人，聽了真理，他會棄絕真理的；一個肯去洗禮、悔改的人，聽了真理，是以神為義，覺得神說得對的，是自己錯的。
So in verse 29, all the people, even the tax collector, when they heard Jesus' word, acknowledged that God's way was right, because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisee and the expert in the law reject God's purpose for themselves, because they had not been baptized by John. It's only people who would not reject God's word, God's is they are willing to baptize. Those who reject God, they won't be willing to baptize.
你喺呢个马太福音第廿一章廿八
，Let's go back to Matthew 21 verse 28，
至到三十二节嘅旁边。
28 to 32，
你写低悔改在先，结果子在后。
So you circle these four verses saying that repentance first and bear fruit later.
我再讲，我想睇下你有冇悔改，我就睇下你肯唔肯洗礼。So, 我想睇你嘅洗礼系真洗礼、真悔改还是假悔改，我睇下你有冇结果子。
So for me to see is whether you have really saved.It's two criteria. First is whether you have the truth with repentance or not, is whether you would be baptized. And also, if you say you have true repentance and you're willing to baptize, I also want to see whether you bear fruit or not.
明白吗？你就在这个圣经的旁边，第二一章二八节的旁边，你写下一个经文。就是馬太福音或者路加福音同一個章節三章第八節，一個人如果真正悔改的，他會結出果子來，與悔改的心是相稱。即是你不要跟我說你說你悔改你去洗禮就我就信你， Come on， 你肯去悔改你肯去洗禮只是第一步，你不肯出來侍奉你仲未信耶稣啊，朋友，我话俾你听，你唔好以为你信耶稣啊，你唔肯去结果子。父亲叫你进葡萄园，你今日进葡萄园作工，你话我唔去，除非你后来你再去，明白吗？你翻嚟教会喺呢个社会里边唔作工，唔去行善，我哋原是佢个工作喺基督耶稣你造成，为要叫我哋行善，就系神所预备我哋行。神叫我们行善，我们不肯去行善，你说你有悔改？一个真正悔改是会行善，一个真正悔改是会结出果子，你会结出果子是与悔改的心是相称的。不是就这样回来教会，我还记得 Jerome 跟我说，我说 Jerome 我跟你查经，你写下圣经的经文，他说 I don't mark that on my Bible。 你隔離抹唔抹你噶？你隔離抹啦，你有悔改咯，我睇到你。我本聖經都唔知幾花，花到個地步，我要就要換另外一本，明白嗎？你唔去抹抹單聖經，你記得你咁好記性 ？You got that hand 啊
？So, I just want you to know that baptism is only the first step. And after baptism, we need to bear fruit. This is the real reflections of your repentance. We need to start working in the vineyard. We all receive God's grace, and also we are all God's workmanship to do good works. God has predestined us to do good works for him. So we need to continue to bear fruit to mark our repentance. We don't just come to the church and sit around. And I also heard people that when they listen to the sermon, they don't want to make notes because they don't want to mess up the Bible. Do you think that you have such a good memory after you heard that you can remember everything without making notes?
我怎知道你有没有信主啊？我想看看你听了道，你肯不肯去洗礼？里面有没有圣灵？有没有受到水洗？我就知道你有没有信。这个只是 first test。跟着我再看看你有没有结果子。你没有结果子，你没有行善，对不住啊，你未信主啊，明白吗？
So that's two things. It's really as a reminder for all of us as a believer, as a checklist for us, that once we become a believer, we are willing to baptize by the water and by the Spirit. The next step is we need to continue to ask ourselves whether we do bear fruit or not. If we don't bear fruit, then we should really question ourselves, our belief.
这些人结果子的人，我就知道他能够进天国。所以在耶稣在马太福音21章第31节，他说你想这两个儿子哪一个是遵行父命呢？遵行父命就是遵行天父的旨意啊，就能够进天国了。他们说大儿子，因为耶稣说什么？我实在的告诉你们，税吏和娼妓倒比你们先进神的国。32节，因为约翰遵着义路遵着义路到你们这里来，约翰的洗礼是从天上来的，神叫他去和人洗礼，叫人悔改的，遵着义路到你这里来，你们却不信他，不去洗礼，税吏反而信他去洗礼。你们看见了，你们看见税吏啊、妓女都洗礼，而你们还心硬，不肯去悔改去信他，明白吗？
So after Jesus asked them a question, among those two sons, which one was the father one? They said the first one. So and Jesus continued to tell them, I tell you the truth, the tax collector and the prostitute are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness. You did not believe him, but the tax collector and prostitute did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe in him. That's why the Pharisee and the teacher of law cannot enter the kingdom of God because they have not believed that John's baptism is from heaven, that they need to have a baptism of repentance first.
可唔可以幫我個忙啊？喺第廿喺呢個洗禮嗰度，悔改嘅洗禮呢個嘅 repentance 嗰度 ，OK？ 寫28-32節廿一章馬太福音，然後咧喺33節。照48節係寫低要 bear fruit， 咁你將呢兩個圈埋一齊，你就寫路加3:8，馬太3:8。
So I want you to make some key notes in here. Is in Matthew chapter 21 verse 28-32. These four verses is relate to a baptism of repentance, but in verse 33-48 is talk about bearing fruit, and also reference back to Matthew chapter 3 verse 8 and Luke chapter 3 verse 8.
你哋好多人喺浸会信主，喺宣道会信主，我都喺浸会，我都喺宣道会信主，我喺宣道会神学院嚟信主，明白吗？我受嘅教育同你受嘅教育系完全一样啊。不過我悔改啊！我唔再聽佢哋講，我睇翻聖經講啲咩嘢。
我將啲聖經嚟睇通咗佢啊！我將我所睇到嘅嘢話俾你聽。耶穌講啊，喺約翰福喺呢個馬太福音三章第八節，施洗約翰講，佢話：如果你要悔改啊，你俾果子我睇，你個悔改係真嘅悔改啊，明白嗎？路加係咁樣講，馬太係咁講，係咪要結果子啊？所以佢將個比喻啊，28節至32節呢個洗禮悔改個比喻，跟住下低個比喻就係33節至48節嘅比喻係結果子，合埋一齊嚟講啊，用比喻嚟解釋乜嘢啊？馬太福音3章第8節，你要結出果子嚟，與悔改嘅心相稱，明白嗎？不是我作出嚟的，弟兄姊妹，如果我作出嚟，我就話你信我咯，我唔好叫你唔好信我啊！你信聖經啊！我唔係我救你，我冇為你死啊！耶穌為你死，耶穌救你啊！仲有啊，耶穌話將來佢唔審判你啊，佢嘅説話審判你啊！佢話我實實在在告訴你啊，人若不重生，不能見神嘅國啊！要藉著水和聖靈重生，才能進神嘅國啊！佢嘅説話會審判你啊！你冇洗禮，你以為你得救啊？你作夢啊！我告訴你，你作夢啊！是啊，馬太福音啊，所以為什麼他將那三個的比喻46是吧？ OK， 我老花了嘛，46啊，對不起啊，yeah. 所以你不要信我咯。 That's what I'm saying to you， right？ 信聖經啊嘛，如果有48節，我就加多2節啦，我就異端啦，變咗 ，right？ Thank you telling me， OK？
So in
46
you know there are lots of believers with the background of Baptist Church and also Alliance Church. I myself also educated in Alliance Church doctrines and the teaching, but I repent after all this. All this learning, I repent and I follow the Bible. I follow the Bible alone, and I share with you all my learnings with you. And so, in the Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, and also Luke chapter 3, verse 8, the key point on that is to bear fruit. So, but in verse 28 to 32 is talk about repentance of baptism, and but in 33 to 46 is talk about bearing fruit. So our belief has to be consistent with bearing fruit. So I hope you don't believe in me, but you do your searching yourself. And in the future, it's not me judging you, but God's word will judge you.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，你而家睇33節至46節。
Now let's look at
28至32。是要講到懊悔，這個懊悔是講你要洗禮。
So let's look at verse 33 to 46. It's talk about bear fruit. 28 to 32 is about repentance.
你說我信了耶穌。
You told me I believe in God.
我洗了禮。
I've been baptized.
你沒去結果子。
But you never bear fruit.
你還沒信耶穌。
So actually you haven't really believed in God yet.
33節。
Verse
33. 你們再聽一個比喻。
Listen to another parable.
有个家主栽了一个葡萄园。
There was a landowner who planted a vineyard.
周围圈上篱笆。
He put a wall around it.
里面挖了一个榨酒池。
Dug a wine press in it.
盖上一座楼。
And built a watchtower.
租给园户。
Then he rent the vineyard to some farmers.
就往外国去了。
And went away on a journey.
停在这
里。Let's stop here.
天父是不是要我们结果子？
So Father wants us to bear fruit.
是不是？他叫我们结果子，他没有预备一切的东西。你在这个旁边，33节旁边，你记住写下以弗所书2章10節。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成，为要叫我们行善，是神所预备我们行。给你地方住，有一座楼，给埋榨酒池。俾埋葡萄園，積起泥巴，即是話你一定可以bear fruit嘅。 一定可以，冇可能唔能够结到果子。佢供应晒俾你结果子，只要你 say yes 就得噶啦，明白吗？你话你唔肯结果子，你话你信耶稣，你作梦啦。
So let's look at that in here. As long as we know that God will provide resources for us to bear fruit, as you read verse 33 and verse 33, you know that God has prepared resources for us to bear fruit. As long as we are willing to bear fruit, so if you reference back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, he said, God would create in Christ to do good works with God prepared in advance for us to do good works. So it is God does prepare us and also give us resources to bear fruit.
So we have no excuse. 33节的旁边, 你写低以弗所书二章第十节，你写低加拉太书第五章廿一节至廿五节，等你知道点样去结果子。
So,
结果子从来神没有要求你结果子，你自己去结果子，神不会这样做。神叫你揸的士，他给你的士，帮你买埋保险，给埋电油，给埋客人，神一定会供应晒你所有嘢，才能够要求你去结果子，明白吗？他不会叫你你去结果子吧，你自己搞定去，你结不到果子你不得救，不会这样。我天父不是这样的人，所以我说就算结果子都是什么，都是恩典，因为他给了我的。OK? 是恩典来的。是我信他给了我，足够给了我，就好像腓立比书四章十三节。我靠那加我力量的，我凡事都能做。
So we know that in here, that when God wants us to bear fruit, He will not provide, He will provide every resources for us to bear fruit.So that's why we say, even though we can bear fruit, it is by the grace of God that we can bear fruit. And that's why in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it said that I can do everything through the power of God.
I can do all things through Him who give me strength.
I can do all things through Him who give me strength. And also in Galatians chapter 5, verse 21 to 25, it talks about how God has prepared us to bear fruit, what kind of resources He has given to us. So in Galatians chapter 5, 21 to 25, it shows us how we can bear fruit. Let's go back how we can bear fruit.
Galatians 5, 22. 我寫錯咗，係廿二節開始 ，OK？
5:21，
廿二節。聖靈所結嘅果子就係仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實、温柔、節制。依靠聖靈去結呢啲果子咧，係沒有律法禁止嘅。凡係屬耶穌基督嘅人，凡係屬基督耶穌嘅人，係已經把肉體連肉體嘅邪情私欲。同钉十字架，属耶稣的人不再靠肉体去做事，是靠圣灵去做事。25节，我们若果是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵什么？行事。所以圣灵重生了我们，我们悔改了之后，一定要结果子，要祈祷神啊，求你的圣灵充满我，让我能够结果子。所以很多人信了耶稣不回来教会祈祷，怎样圣灵充满啊？使徒行传那班使徒啊，耶稣升了天之后，他们祈祷啊，后来圣灵充满啊，整个人都改变了，明白吗？我们结果子不是靠自己啊，结果子靠谁啊？靠圣灵。圣灵降临在你身上，你必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大、全地、撒玛利亚直到地极为主作见证。圣灵的工作给你有能力去结果子，无论是福音的果子、大人信主，还是生命的果子，你是要结果子，明白吗？是神预备叫我们结果子的。
So in how do we bear fruit? In the Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there's no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with his passion and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So in here, it is very crucial that those that are illustration of bearing the fruit. And we also have to learn how to crucify our sinful nature with a passion and a desire. We need to continue to pray, to ask God to let us fill with the Spirit, such that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can bear fruit. That's why back in the Book of Acts, the brother and sister in Pentecost, they were filled with the Spirit at that time. And we know that when we bear fruit, there's two aspects. One, bear fruit is we fill with the Spirit such that we can witness for him, can witness for him. And this is one aspect of bear fruit, is share the gospel with others. The other aspect of bear fruit is to change our life, to bear fruit.
34节，廿一章34节，收果子嘅时候近啦。园主咧，家主咧就打发仆人到园户那里去收果子。哦，园户就拿住仆人打啦一个，杀啦一个，用石头打死一个。牧师同弟兄姊妹讲要佢结果子，佢就打牧师、杀牧师、赶牧师。以前系杀先知、赶先知、打先知，但是假先知咧，佢就唔打，因为假先知讲嗰啲嘢，佢中意听嘅嘢啊嘛。所以呢个好多牧师佢咩夸乜嘢，佢夸喺个教会里边长久啊，冇俾人赶啊。耶稣话呢啲系假先知嚟嘅。
So in verse 34, he said, when the harvest time approached, he sent his servant to the tenants to collect fruit. The tenants seized his servant, and they beat one, killed another, and stoned the third. And we know that as a false prophet, they often would not face any persecution at all. And sometimes people boast about their ministry, that they can stay in the church for a long time. But sometimes when you, as a true prophet, you speak the truth, and people hate you. They stone you, they kill you, they persecute you.
我俾個例子你。
Let me give you an example of this.
幾年前，喺 Lethbridge 有一個女孩子，13岁，同個男朋友好似18岁，有關係。父母知道唔准佢個女兒13岁嘅女兒同呢個男朋友一齊。個女兒同個男朋友講點講嘛？殺咗佢爹哋媽咪，佢個細佬求佢唔好殺，照樣殺埋佢細佬，記唔記得啊？
Remember,
如果佢父母話：哎呀，13岁有性關係啊，哦、good for you，I like it。咁你話啊，爹哋，you are good daddy。呢嗱，我講得啱唔啱
？So let me give an example about people don't like to hear the truth. When you speak to them about the truth, they often rebel or against it. There was this true story happened in Lethbridge, and that was a girl, teenager. She was only 13 years old, had an intimate relationship with her boyfriend. He was 18 years old. But when they were confronted by the parents told her to cut off the relationship with the boy, and they were not happy. So they planned to kill the parents. But at that time, your younger brother pleaded his older brother not to kill their parents. But the younger brother will also murder by them as well, because the younger brother pleaded for the parents.
你的父母是希望保护你的精操，保护你的 virginity， 以致你将来能够嫁给一个好的丈夫。兒女不明白父母的心腸，竟然殺了父母。我和你傳道說要結果子，希望我們大家一起悔改，一起跟從神。你就以為這個牧師很兇很惡，明白嗎？
So, usually parents often want the children pursue holiness and purity because they want them to keep the purity for the future husband. This is desirable for them, and often and same thing as I also want people to follow God's command, and people think that I'm cruel, I'm mean, and they oppose that.
我今日停喺呢度。
We'll stop here.
我仲未講到第22章嗰個1至14節嗰個入題。 Okay.
Next time we'll share with you on chapter 22, verse 1 to 14 about the another parable of the wedding banquets.
冇前面嗰啲嘅比喻，係你睇唔到22章1至14節嗰個嘅意思係咩嘢。
So I give you some background information first in chapter 21, so that you can understand the contents of 22 verse 1 to 14 when you get into there. Let's pray.
親愛的天父,
Our dear Father,
你清楚地告訴我們,
He spoke to us clearly.
不是用口裡面稱你做主,
not that with our mouth to say that Lord and Lord. Can enter the kingdom of heaven.
不是说不肯去进葡萄园的人一定不能够进到天国。
And also not the one that who is willing to work in a vineyard cannot enter the kingdom of God.
大儿子说不肯去,后来悔改,肯去。
The elder son initially refused to go, but afterwards he changed his mind.
我看到这个是你的恩典。
And I see this is your grace. You have given us so many chances. You told us that it's not through sweet talk and we get close to you with our lips, but our heart is apart from you.
That this spirit can
enter the kingdom of God. You show us that baptism is from heaven, not from man.
洗礼是神的意思,
baptism is the righteous way of God, not man. Baptism is to follow God's command.
所以主耶稣洗了礼之后,天上打开对他说, 这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的。
That's why after Jesus was baptized, the heaven was opened. He said, This is my son, whom I please.
主啊,我向你恳求。
Lord, I ask you, Every time I share your words with the congregations, may your spirit fill him. Your word fill him. Such that whatever he said is the truth. And those who belong to you recognize your voice. He said that those whom we believe in you will follow your example
去洗礼,
to baptize. This is the righteous things to do. We just try to fulfill the righteous way.
唯有这样,
Only this way,
真真正正信主,
those who really believe in you
才能进神的国,
can enter the kingdom of God.
我们再看到,
we also see
原來有啲人洗禮都有假嘅。
That's a false baptism.
有啲悔改都有假嘅。
And that's also false repentance.
好似出賣你嘅猶大，佢都懊悔。
Just like Judah, he betrayed you. He never turned away from his wicked way.
悔改要歸正。
After repentance, we have to turn away and reform our way.
歸正要歸到你面前。
And we reform our way and come back to you.
向你認罪,
and ask for your forgiveness. And we can bear fruit through the Spirit.
主啊,
O Lord,
你的聖經是講得很清楚,
your word has been clearly illustrated in the Bible.
但很多時我們誤會了,我們不明白,
but sometimes we do not understand fully.
我們藐視你的說話,
we sometimes despise your words.
我們沒有小心去查考,
we have not studied diligently. We thought we understand.
事實上我們不明白,
but as a matter of fact, we don't. And pray that you will show mercy to us. Show us the compassion. Such that we can have a repentant heart.
叫我們行事為人,
such that whatever we do
与蒙召的恩相称
is consistent with the salvation we received.
与这个悔改的心相称
is consistent with the repentant heart.
求你施恩
Pray for your mercy.
垂听这部人的祷告
Pray for your mercy to listen to our prayer.
赐福给你自己的儿女
And bless all your children.
叫我们听到你自己的说话
When we hear your words,
叫我们对主你的话语有一个敬畏的心
such that we have reference to your words.
你話凡敬畏耶和華
，because he said, those who fear God,
你必定會將你嘅救恩向佢顯明。
He will show your salvation to those.
你必定會憐恤那些敬畏你嘅人。
He will show mercy to those who fear you.
幫助我哋。
Help us, Lord.
追求被聖靈充滿。
To pursue, be filled with the Spirit.
以致我哋不至於閒懶唔結果子。
Lest that we will not bear any fruit.
求你垂听你仆人的祷告。
Pray that you listen to our prayer.
奉我救主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.